You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tim Graham of 1270 AM in Buffalo joins us, our good friend. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year there, Timmy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Happy holidays to you, too.
So I said earlier in the show, by the way, Breeze just threw another one. It's 33-0. The Colts look fantastic tonight. I just wanted to say that I said earlier in the show, and I think this sums it up, the Bills are better than the Steelers. They have a better quarterback, a better running game, better defense, and I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, the Steelers, Hodges sucked in that game. I don't think he was pretty good in the other games that he played in. He didn't screw up. But in this game, he gave him just one gift after the next. Four interceptions the whole night. He was terrible. He couldn't gain a yard. So, I mean, I thought the Bills, it should have been worse.
He was more myth than talent. And I think we knew that deep down when it came to Duck Hodges. He was a great story, but there's a reason he was the camp arm, the fourth quarterback for the Steelers. He shouldn't have been starting in the NFL this season, and maybe never starts again, depending on what like Tomlin wants to do. But yeah, he looked every bit that type of quarterback last night. I think that the Bills defense really showed out. There was doubt coming into that game, or at least you maybe looked at it as a coin flip proposition between Pittsburgh's defense and Buffalo's defense. But you mentioned, going down the checklist there of where Buffalo was better. That's one of the few games, I think, that you knew going into it that the Bills had the advantage at quarterback, because the jury's still out on Josh Allen, because he's not an orthodox quarterback. He's cut more of the cloth of, we were looking at some stats last night, and I think that if he's able to throw for another touchdown and run for another touchdown in these last two games, he's the only two quarterbacks who've had as many running and passing as he in a season is Cordell Stewart and Cam Newton. He's more Lamar Jackson than he is anything else in terms of low yardage, get you down in the red zone, and because he's such a threat to run, that's maybe where he gets his touchdown passes. He's not chucking it into the end zone from 50 yards out, which is what you thought you were getting when he left Wyoming, the arm strength and all that, and people just didn't realize how great of a runner he was. So he is a bit of a weapon in an unorthodox way, because you look at his passing stats and you're like, well, I don't know. I think he's ninth or something like that in passing yardage in the AFC, if I'm not mistaken, something along those lines. So, yeah, going into that game, though, that's one where Bills fans could feel comfortable that they had the better quarterback. And they haven't been sure of that through the first 13 games.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing, is he good enough, or is he, you know, he's not this, he's not that, and the jury's still out, and he's, and you got to wonder about the Bills quarterback. It's just such nonsense. The guy has finally arrived. He's a good quarterback, and he keeps winning. They won 10 games, for Christ's sakes. I'm sick of hearing about it. The guy kicked the Steelers' ass, and let me say this. He's 6'5". He's a monster. But the thing that I want to say about that team is this guy, Tre'Davious White, he is now the Band-Aid for Gilmore leaving because everyone thought he sucked. Then he became a rock star in Boston. But this guy, I think Tre'Davious White's better than Gilmore. The future at that spot in their back end is just ridiculous. That guy's a freak.
Those could be the two all-pro cornerbacks at the end of the year when the votes come in. It could be Tre'Davious White and Stephon Gilmore. And if Tre'Davious White doesn't get it, and Stephon Gilmore does, I think the edge is just because Gilmore has two pick sixes, and Tre'Davious White should have had a pick six last night, but you can't fault a defensive back throwing a lead block. And if his teammate doesn't choose the smaller player, because I think he saw offensive lineman slash running back, well, I'll try to block the running back. Well, the offensive lineman comes and picks up Tre'Davious White at the 18-yard line, or else you would have looked at a pick six. But, yeah, he's had great games on national television. And that's the thing that, you know, Buffalo, the Bills as an organization, the fan base, you deal with that chip on your shoulder of lack of media coverage. Somebody like Stephon Gilmore is playing in primetime or that A-list game on Sunday afternoon 12 times a year, probably. Whereas the Bills hadn't played on Sunday Night Football in forever, and they had the Thanksgiving game. And so people with those two performances on the road in tough places to play, the Cowboys showcase game on Thanksgiving, and you know all those stats about the Steelers in prime time and when they wear their color rush uniforms and Heinz Field this and Mike Tomlin that, and the Bills went down there and stomped them. So I think that they are going to now become a chic pick from people who haven't been paying attention to jump on these guys and say they're going places because they feel like they need to catch up because they haven't been paying attention to the Bills. So these two these performances that they've put together, that they've strung together, and a pretty respectable loss to Baltimore last week too, Scotty. I think that you're going to see the national media really start to latch on to these guys.
Do you think Tim Graham with his 1270 in Buffalo, do you think they can, because I do, I think they can actually, frankly, go to Houston and beat that team. I think they can make a nightmare for I think Hopkins is a badass. I think the quarterback's a badass. I think, but I think the Bills are a better football team.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Houston and J.J. Watt. And there's been hints dropped that he might be able to come back in the playoffs. And if he does, really, what semblance of superstar is he? Is he out there in presence? Is it what's he doing out there?
He'll get hurt again.
But if he's able to get out there and be J.J. Watt, that's obviously a huge difference. It looks like that Buffalo is going to play Houston. It'll be at Houston, of course. I like Buffalo in that game. I like Buffalo against Tennessee, obviously. If whoever they play out of the AFC South, if that's who they get, I think Buffalo wins either of those games. I think really Kansas City is the one that I have to think harder about than the other two. I think that the Bills could be in the second round of the playoffs for sure.
Wow. So I got to tell you, this guy, McDermott's done a hell of a job, and his staff, they mean business. And not only that, they are just well prepared for every game. Do you think that they go to Saturday and care enough, seriously, to try to win that game? Or are they going to cush it because they're in? What do you think they're going to do this week?
Yeah, here's where it's a weird wrinkle. I'd like to hear what Mike wants to happen, what Carver High wants to have happen on this. So if the Bills go to New England and win, which would be a huge psychological lift,
right.
It's the type of it would be a moment that's great for the franchise. Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, the general manager, have not beaten the Patriots. So to go into Foxborough and do it, we could be looking at some symbolic changing of the guard. If they can get after Tom Brady, maybe Tom Brady starts thinking, you know what, you know, who knows? Maybe you can inch him that much closer to retirement. But if the Bills beat New England, That means that they are then alive for the AFC Championship heading into the week, into the season finale, which means now they cannot rest their guys because they need to beat the Jets in the last game of the season. So it's a backwards thing. But if the Bills lose to New England on Saturday, then they can afford to arrest their guys against the Jets because they're locked in and they don't have to worry about it. But a victory over the Patriots actually might increase the pressure for them a little bit to get a first round bye.
Yeah, Tim, I play everybody. That's what I would do. You know how long this has gone on, Tim. This is an opportunity. And sure, the Patriots probably aren't going to lose to Miami the week after that. It is what it is. But this is about taking another step here in this season and what this franchise has done. If they could get a win on Saturday in Foxborough, I think that the confidence just shoots even higher going into the playoffs.
Based on me talking to the players yesterday in the locker room after the game and at Sean McDermott's news conference today, and they also bring out the offensive and defensive coordinator, I think the mood is pretty clear that they're going to New England to win this game, that it's an important game for them, and then they'll see what happens with the finale. But, yeah, you'd hate to lose a guy to injury against the Jets heading into the playoffs, but I think there's something to be said for making the Patriots work for it. Even though, yes, they probably do beat the Dolphins in the last game of the year, that's hard for the Bills to count on. But just making the Patriots have to work for every little bit of what they earn is something that the AFC East, the other three teams, haven't been able to do for 20 years. So, yeah, the Bills can make a statement by, at the very least, putting the Patriots to the test.
Do you think that, Tim Graham with us, do you think that the Patriots, are like not a, dynasty anymore? Do you think they're finished, it's over, that they're going to go down? Because they've lost all the division winners. And, congratulations, you beat the Bengals. That was the only easy money I made yesterday. I mean, my daughter's team could have beat the Bengals yesterday. But do you think they're finished?
Yeah, I think we're looking at the end of it. Yeah, are they finished in terms of they can be a playoff team moving forward as long as Tom Brady keeps coming back. Let's say Tom Brady, just for the sake of this discussion, has two more years left in him. They're probably a pretty safe bet to return to the playoffs every year Tom Brady's the quarterback, and that they can make do on defense. But when you start he doesn't have the weapons, and it's hard to just go out there and find these guys. And I think that Rob Gronkowski's retirement was a devastating blow to that offense. Even if he was hurt for four or five games out of the year, what he was able to bring to Tom Brady and the dynamic that he provided was immeasurable and irreplaceable. And so Julian Edelman is playing on bad legs and he's nursing injuries here. It's reminiscent of however many years ago, 10 years ago, when Wes Welker got hurt in the regular season finale heading into the playoffs, and he lost his security blanket, Tom Brady did. He doesn't have Julian Edelman at full go. He doesn't have that tight end weapon that he's been used to having over the last, since Rob Gronkowski entered the league. I think we're looking at a team that has lost too many superstars that they don't know how to patch those holes.
Wow, great stuff tonight, Tim. Hey, love talking about the Bills. Great interview. Always a pleasure having you on the bench again. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
All right, boys. Talk to you again soon.
Enjoy the game Saturday in Foxborough, Timmy. There you go. Tim Graham of 1270 in Shabbatabdabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadab
classroom. Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.